Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Blue Party!
Come on, man, stop doing that.
You know! What you mean, stop doing that?
Stop doing that.
What are you, Jay?
Huh?
What are you?
Worry about what I am, Keyshawn.
Oh, so you don't want to tell people that you're a Kappa.
I'm not a cap, man. Get out of here.
But what you say? Don't stop. What you
feel more? I feel like you more like you wouldn't be a Sigma, man. You wouldn't be a Sigma at all. You don't fit the mode of a Sigma. You'd be a Q though. Nah, you don't rock with the Qs like that.
No, those are my boys. I ain't got no problem with none of them.
Wait a second.
Q's
get Shannon right now, yo.
I wouldn't be a Kappa though for sure. I would never be a Kappa. They just
They look and feel
Shannon, soft as Kappa, Dr. Right? Cotton.
I am a Kappa, yes.
You're a Kappa.
They look and feel kinda... what? Hold up. What did Key just say? They look and feel what?
As soft as Dr. Cotton.
Ah.
See, I didn't say it, Shannon.
Yeah, I said it.
No, he said it when you're all the way in LA. I peeped that. All right, cool.
Shannon, I got my cane in the
trunk. You never know.
Yeah, I remember Jay. I just remember being in college and it was the Kappas come around. It was like, come on, man.
Why are you treating the Kappas around, bad, man? Why are you?
They come around
the
all pretty and stuff.
Sounds like you was an honorary Q, but what do I know?
That's what I say. Yay, T feels more like a Q to me.
Come on, everybody know Keyshawn was the lone Iota on campus. We know that.
See, Shannon, why are you so sensitive?
You never see two of them in the same place at once. So
why
it's always
are you so sensitive, Shannon?
I ain't even gonna go hard on the cane. I'm gonna leave it alone. I think I make some people cry out there if I started really telling the true stories about the Kappas.
Max, you ever been to a step show?
Have I ever been?
Have I ever been to one? Yes.
I was asking Max.
Yes, I have. Oh. Yes. And by the way, you know what's funny about that? You have like shows off Broadway that like get to be like huge hits where it's like basically not as good as a step show. You know,
no, the step show, the height. Oh God, it's ridiculous. I'm supposed to go. I got to look at my calendar again though. But I'm supposed to go to the deal at the MetLife that they're having HBCU. I think it's Howard and I feel like it's Howard and it's not Jackson State. Maybe it's Morehouse. Howard and Alabama State, I believe, is getting ready to play against each other this year at MetLife. Who? Morehouse. Okay, it was Morehouse. Yeah, I might wind up checking that out and wearing my gold boots. You know. Don't get mad at me, Shannon.
Speaking of gold boots. No, there's no good transition.
Here you go. Never mind.
Guys, we were going to talk about the Bucks and Tom Brady. I think it's probably still a good idea.
You think Tom Brady a noob?
Shannon is not going to speak to Key for the rest of the show, I don't think.
Shannon, are you angry?
Okay. I'm good. It's all love. You know that.
But is it, though?
On air it is.
Shannon homeboy's texting him now. Man, can you let him? Come on, man. Step up for us. Let him know.
So with the losses on the offensive line and key position players returning from injury, how vulnerable are the Bucks? Key, your nephew, who should be back and healthy, was when last seen healthy for a full season on the field, was probably the best receiver in the NFL. Jameis Winston, who seems to have learned under Sean Payton and Drew Brees and cut down on the interceptions, but don't forget, he did lead the league in passing yards even with all the interceptions. You look at what they have on both sides of the ball, the Saints, and by the way, They were giving the Bucks problems already, and now Brady with guys missing. Just it's not just one dude. It's like three dudes off the offensive line. That starts to become a problem with chemistry and knowing each other and protection, especially up the middle with Jensen out. And Brady, what's his Achilles heel? You can collapse the pocket if he doesn't have a pocket to step into. I saw the Giants beat him twice in the Super Bowl doing that with those defensive tackles. I mean, how vulnerable are the Bucks? Here's Todd Bowles, the Bucks head coach, on Brady taking the majority of practice reps.
Very familiar with the offense, so him coming back in and us getting back to work is kind of normal. Just getting used to the heat and getting used to the guys, but, you know, he ran the offense well.
Is this a distraction for the team or no?
No, we pretty much keep distractions out of our locker room, so it wasn't a big deal to us because everybody knew what was going on. Anytime you have all your guys back, you feel good, you know, especially after the injury bug has hit lately, so we're happy to have them back.
So, Key, how vulnerable are the Bucks?
You know, it depends. Vulnerable from what, though, right? Are we pegging them as the eventual Super Bowl champions?
Well, we're pegging them as the boss of the division, right?
Well, are they the boss of the division?
Because they went last seen, yeah.
Last year, the Saints fell apart. They were 5-2, and they obviously beat the Bucks the first time around.
Then Jameis got hurt.
They own the Bucks over the last several years in a regular season.
Yeah.
So as far as the division go, I wouldn't necessarily say that they're vulnerable. I think New Orleans is a better football team as it's constructed today versus the Bucks. Now, playoffs is a different conversation, a different story. When they play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the New Orleans Saints, that is. New Orleans get back Michael Thomas, you mentioned. We hadn't seen Mikey since 2019 healthy. In 2020, he played a handful of games and was out there and still did what he could on a bum ankle, and then he missed all of 2021. They grab Landry in free agency, which is an upgrade at the slot position. They also pick up a speed burner in Chris Olave. Alvin Kamara, depending on what happens and shakes out from his situation that he had in Las Vegas, how many games he missed, if any at all, or whatever the case may be. But Jameis Winston is the key in this situation, and here's why, Jay. It's because if he can stay healthy and stay on the field, they've got a solid defense, an offensive coordinator that's still in place, a head coach who was there, who's in the building, who understands the culture. They don't miss anything, nothing at all. They brought back Ingram a year ago who understood their offense. He could certainly replace Alvin Kamara in certain situations. I just like where they're at and what they're capable of doing. And you got a couple hungry guys that missed all of last season.
Key, I'm with you. I love the DNA of the Saints. I think having the continuity of their head coach, who was once their defensive coordinator, Coach Allen, I think really helps. I think Jameis Winston spending that time, you know, with Sean Payton and learning and watching Drew Brees, I think his game has crystallized. We'll see how it comes back off injury. Like you said, not, you know, getting injured again, Michael Thomas, your nephew, not being injured. They have all the pieces. But it's funny, like that's the in trenches kind of mindset, the breakdown of you seeing the Saints. But as long as the Bucks have Tom Brady, you're always going to believe, almost in the same way you believe in Aaron Rodgers, you know, making people better. Like, you know, and just he's the GOAT of where football is right now. And as long as you have him on the field,
Let me tell you what it – I agree with that, but what it comes down to, the moment that you're talking about, not just the overall kind of –
Who do you believe in more?
Yeah, like here's why I got – when people talk about the best quarterbacks in the game right now or the most clutch, I have to include Stafford, right? The reason is when Tom Brady's on the other team and you start to fall apart because you're getting nervous because here comes the GOAT, right? He always does this. If you can answer back, let me see you do it. Until like Drew Brees couldn't do it. I knew Tom Brady was going to make the plays he needed to down the stretch in overtime, right? Let me see you do it, Brees. Brees couldn't do it. Couldn't answer the bell. Brady could. You know,
yeah, but Brees,
Stafford did.
Brees,
he was
Brees
old. I
got
get it.
Cheated a couple times,
but,
too.
But I'm talking about in that game, not over the last several years. I mean, when the Saints and the Bucks went head-to-head, at one point I think it was 20-20 game, right? It was
Brees
all tied
was coming
up.
Back from barbecue ribs.
I don't care what was going on.
But you gotta give context and be fair, though. Drew Brees was literally coming back from barbecue ribs.
I get it. And he did get some bad breaks in recent years. I'm not questioning Drew Brees' greatness. I'm saying, let me see you do that to Tom Brady with the chips on the line. too many dudes fall apart. So I don't know if Jameis can or not. Maybe he can. But until I see him do it, I got to give the nod to Tom Brady because I know he's going to make the plays.
No, I understand. And Matthew Stafford did it last year and beat the Bucs in the divisional round and went on to face the 49ers in the NFC Championship game and went on to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. I understand all of that. But there's been quarterbacks in this league that have beaten Tom Brady is all I'm saying.
Oh, for sure. Eli Manning did it twice, but, boy, you have to be clutch to get that done. And we got to see if Jameis can be that dude. So I'm just saying I'm with Jay. At this moment, prove it to me that you're better, that you can beat Brady in the clutch.
You may not have to even see the Buccaneers in the playoffs.
Yeah, right. It's possible.
So, you may not see them. Maybe there's somebody else is beating them or something.
And they
could
just win the division and go their own way.
Yeah, they might win a division at 14-3. And now they got the first round bye, and they don't even have to see the Bucs. The Bucs go out on the road and lose to the Rams or lose to the Cardinals, and you don't even have to see them.
Hey, listen, the Saints could wind up with a bye. Who knows? They look good on paper. Gus Kattengill, host of the Sports Hangover on ESPN NOLA in New Orleans, is with us now. Gus, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Who that?
It is. I like that. I like that.
How do you feel about, you know, Dennis Allen saying it's okay with Jameis sitting out all preseason?
Well, I mean, he wasn't going to maybe sit out all preseason depending on whether or not he sprains his foot. I think the way you look at it is how the locker room and how everybody else feels about what he's done. I don't know if you guys saw the video that, you know, as people put out when he held Camp Winston out in Florida, as I like to call it, where he gave the pep talk speech and had most of the receivers from Jarvis Landry to Olave out there and hosted them. You have seen him be there from the get-go. And I think it's important to kind of, you know, go back and say, look, at OTAs, when he wasn't 100% healthy yet with his knee, he's out there. He did all the OTAs, every drill, all the team drills. He did everything in minicamp. He has done everything and has been a part of the team doing it from, you know, the entire offseason. So I think they're comfortable with that as far as Dennis Allen goes and where this team is and being comfortable with him. And I go with what Michael Thomas said last Wednesday at Green Bay, where he said, no offense to Breeze and Sean, but he believes that DA has the same pedigree and their job's to go out there and prove it. So there's a lot of leadership and a lot of belief in that locker room, fellas, that, look, it's essentially the team that, as you guys were talking about, had beaten the Bucs four times straight in the regular season, that they believe in that locker room they can win the division. They don't think that they're a team that's, quote-unquote, rebuilding.
Gus, what are they missing that could be a hiccup? I know they lost the left tackle, but they drafted the other kid. But outside of that, what are they missing?
So you're on the area. You're on the right spot. The offensive line is probably the question mark. And I say it's a question mark because, guys, you don't know how it's going to be until there's live reps in action. I mean, I can see on one-on-one drills, right, whether it's Thomas or Landry Olave going back and forth with the DBs of the Saints. You can see if the quarterback makes the throw or not. I can't tell you how the offensive line's going to be unless they play a game. I'll say this. One of the very first moves Dennis Allen did, and it's something that maybe isn't talked about a lot, he brought in Doug Marrone, offensive coordinator when he started here at the Saints. Then he turned offensive line coach, head coach, et cetera. It's going to help Pete Carmichael out there, and he's the vocal guy. He's the one key that is yelling expletives to do plays over again at practice while Carmichael's calling the plays. Jari Evans, guys, he's eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame next year. I saw Schefter tweet that over Hall of Fame weekend. He's an intern coach right now at the Saints. So they got Zach Streif, a longtime starter, Marrone, and Evans working with the offensive line. So Ramczyk is solid. McCoy, I think, is good. Ruiz had a rough year last year at right guard. I've called the left guard, you know, the matador in the past, which is probably not a good thing for an offensive lineman. And Trevor Penning's a rookie. He improved from preseason game 1 to 2. Let's see how he continues to improve since James Hurst, who was the guy who was getting the one reps, is injured right now with the foot injury. So that is the question mark.
Gus, what are your expectations of Winston and what his ceiling could be? as opposed to obviously having a guy like Drew Brees there for so long, just the model of consistency, right? You see the upside with Winston coming over from, you know, Bruce Arians and, you know, no risk it, no biscuit. But, you know, that time he had there with Sean Payton, what do you see that being?
Mm-hmm. I legitimately think I'm probably higher in him than most, and I'll give you some real quick reasons. One, players. Right? Having good players, stability, third year in the offense. Again, I refer to the Camp Winston thing. Part of that video, you see him holding court. He's showing video and going over the plays. Who's familiar with the offense? Michael Thomas has looked incredible, okay?
Yes! What has he looked like?
Thank you. Exactly.
Gus, what has he looked? One more time, I need you to tell me, Gus. What has he looked?
He's an above-average receiver, is what he said.
Yes, I need Gus to tell me what he looks like, Max. That's all.
He is much better than an above-average receiver. He's a
slightly above-average, is I think how you put it, right?
No, he looks great. Jarvis Landry is a five-time Pro Bowl receiver, and I think Chris Olave, what you saw in that touchdown play with the Packers, is just a snippet of what we see at practice. He's smooth and just knows how to find the space. And something else, guys, Keith, you probably know this, Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry. I've been friends since high school.
Yes.
He has a relationship with Chris Olave. When you have those three guys that work together, enjoy being around one another, and oh, by the way, they're good, you know what a quarterback has to do? Throw it in the vicinity. So you don't have to be nearly as accurate. And wait,
by the way,
hey
Gus, this is a point. Before you get to the next one, this is something Key brought up last week. What could be especially devastating about this team is that Jameis, you know, Drew Brees was literally the most accurate quarterback of all time. But when you have a guy like Michael Thomas, you don't need that because his catch radius and his hands are so ridiculous. What you need is 100%. A quarterback with a big arm who can just get it in his catch radius. This might be a particularly, like some styles mesh just right, this may be a particularly devastating combination.
Jay, after listening to Gus... We going and putting it all in on the chips for the Saints. Let's go.
I'm with you. When we going to a game,
dude, I didn't even get to my point here.
Yes, go
ahead. The guy that no one's talking about scored 6 touchdowns last year. No one's talking about Alvin Kamara. You know who Devin White can't go after every single play for the Buccaneers? Alvin Kamara. And that's the thing about matchups. And Malcolm Jenkins earlier this offseason talked about why the Saints match up against or beat the Bucs as they have, and he specifically said matchups. And he went through every Buccaneer receiver, and he said, I'll take the matchup when he went through CeeDee Deuce. You know, Marshawn Lattimore, Paulson Adebo's going to be a monster this year, guys, I'm telling you. And then you had Honey Badger and things of that nature. But offensively, who are you doubling? Who are you doubling on the offensive side? So Jameis just has to make the read, not fumble the snap, and I think you're going to see plays that can be short, high-percentage throws turn into yaks left and right with this team, and they're going to move the football.
I would say if I'm doubling anybody, I'm going to double Michael Thomas, and then I'm going to double Landry on third down, and I'm going to force him to throw the ball to Chris Olave and see if he could make any hay. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned the Honey Badger. How has the Honey Badger looked since coming over from Kansas City and joining his childhood team, the New Orleans Saints? What type of leadership has he brought to the table?
Yeah, he just comes right in and joins guys like DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, all those guys that are leaders on that team. And they respect him. You know, last week when they were in Green Bay, that's literally one of the things that DeMario Davis touched on was the leadership that the Honey Badger had provided and how he joins the team and does that. Look, physically, you can see he just gets it and he understands where defenses are and things of that nature and where to go. And I think it's a welcome addition to this team and a handful of areas. Plus, I've never seen that kind of recruiting in my life from this same fan base and this area community to try to get, you know, a player to the team.
Gus Kattengill, thank you so much. That's the host of the Sports
Hangover. Wait, I need to hear it one more time. What is Michael
ESPN
Thomas?
NOLA in New Orleans. What is Michael Thomas? Slightly above average receiver, you said? How did you put it?
I need to hear it from Gus, not you, Max.
Yeah, Gus, I'm asking him.
He's a monster, an absolute monster.
Oh, okay. Just making sure that he belongs in somebody's top 10 receiving category. I'm just making sure.
Well, he's going to be a good
Thanks
deal.
A lot, Gus.
Thanks, Gus. He's going to be a good deal in fantasy this year, though. Pick up a little
Look at you setting up your DraftKings. Look at you.
Damn right. Damn. By the way, if I draft Michael Thomas and he doesn't give me points, he will never hear the end of it.
Or maybe you're just the bad luck guy.
Well, yeah, listen, we got to play daily fantasy.
I literally was about to say, Max.
Yeah. Don't mush it.
Don't do it.
Your ass drafting.
Yeah. Don't mush it.
Stay as far away from my nephew as you can. Don't even call his name when you watch
the
games.
No. I'm good at that. I'm good at the fantasy at the DraftKings.
Because you're like a bad luck Barry.
not in DraftKings. No. Yeah. Listen, we have to play DraftKings.
He jumps
we
on
have
the
to
train
play daily
late.
Fantasy as a show.
This dude, he like a bad juju guy here, man.
Hey, no reason to go there. All right, listen.
Jeez, stop it. Hey, Keyshawn, cancel. Send you.
No, like, I'm not getting anybody canceled. According to reports, Key J, Memphis is interested in Kevin Durant. He's very good, technically a small forward, Jay, in case you're unfamiliar with his work in the NBA. Should the Grizzlies go all in for KD?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Why does he feel this way?
That's the question that no one seems to have a great answer for. Because, again, Kevin Durant was publicly defending Steve Nash in April as the season ended, and now here we are.
I think it's Kyrie Irving's fault. This is what happens when you and your friend are in school, and, yeah, let's be partners, let's do this, and then you find out your friend doesn't like to do the work.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. You can listen to KJM on your smart speaker. Say, play ESPN Radio. You can download the podcast. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, the Memphis Grizzlies, this is not a franchise that generally can acquire a superstar. They have to draft them, right? But, hey, KD's on the trading block, right? They're interested in him. They have the assets, it looks like, to make a deal if they're willing to part with him. Obviously, Ja wouldn't be on the table. But according to The Athletic, the Grizzly front office is reluctant to include either Jaren Jackson Jr. or Desmond Bane in any deal. Instead, the club would prefer to build a package around draft capital and younger players. Brooklyn, however, has made bringing back win-now players a top priority. So what should the Grizzlies be willing, what should their threshold be to trade for Kevin Durant, Jay?
So 4 first-round unprotected picks. The 5th first-round pick is protected 2024 with the Golden State Warriors. I think that's a boatload. I'd be willing to give up Jaren Jackson. I would give up Jaren Jackson potentially.
Plus the 4 first-rounders?
Yes, for Kevin Durant. That would probably be the extreme. I probably wouldn't, after thinking through it over the past 3.5-4 hours, I probably wouldn't add Dylan Brooks. I wouldn't add Desmond Bane.
You could have Brooks.
Yeah, but I still like Dylan Brooks from a defensive perspective, even though I think he sometimes can be a little bit volatile key. But if the Nets, which I still don't think the Nets, I can say all this, I still don't think the Nets would take that. I think the Nets are using this as saying, whatever you offer me, it can look incredible. They're probably not going to give up Kevin Durant because he's the best player in the world right now, or even if you have him top 3. But I'd be willing to go Jaren Jackson and those 5 first-round picks.
Yeah, if you go – look, that's the different. That's different, right? That's a different conversation than 3 hours ago. If you going 4 to 5 ones in a player, that's fine. But I'm not giving you Bane and Brooks and Jackson 4 and 5 ones. Why would I do that?
Would you rather give up the draft capital or the players? Now, let's take Bane off
the table
for a
second. I'd rather give up the draft capital in Jackson.
That's a different conversation than earlier, though. I'll tell you the truth. I mean, and Jaren Jackson was a very high pick. Did he go 4th overall?
Yeah, he went really high.
He went really high. I mean, Dylan Brooks to me is a league average starter, which is a nice player. But I wouldn't, you give me a draft pick, I don't have to pay the guy yet, nothing. I still have Bane. I still have, and now I have KD with Ja Morant, I got draft picks.
Well, if you had KD with Bane, with Ja Morant, with Dylan Brooks, the only problem, I don't want to give up Brooks on the back end of that, is I start to lose my depth.
Yep, you're going to lose depth. That's part of it.
But I think realistically, I mean, that's what's made Memphis who they are.
Yeah. But who they are is not quite a champion. Now, Key, you might say, well, leave them alone and maybe they will win a championship.
Well, I am leaving them alone by not giving up Bane and Brooks. Look, I can part with one player, one body, and draft
picks. You can't part with two bodies for KD's
body? Two bodies and 5 picks, I'm not sure.
No, maybe not 5 picks. Maybe I'll give you 3 first-rounders plus Brooks and Jaren Jackson.
But that's not enough. But that's not enough. 3's not enough.
3 unprotected first plus Brooks and Jaren Jackson.
I mean, but think about it. Yeah, but Jaren Jackson now.
But that unprotected doesn't mean anything, because if you think in the end that they're going to be good, why would I take low picks?
This is the thing about Ja Morant with KD. I'll just remind everyone. After they already got rid of after they already got rid of James Harden in 2016, where the 73-win Warriors were beaten by the greatest LeBron team and him and Kyrie, and oh my God, game 7, it came down to the wire. You could argue that that OKC team was better than both those teams. They barely lost to the Warriors. Barely lost them. But the problem was, really, when you break it down, Westbrook just doesn't shoot it well enough. He does so many other things great, especially back then. Ja Morant is basically like a blossoming Westbrook who can shoot from the outside. You're going to put him with KD? They might mess around and run the table this year.
Are they better than the Clippers? If you're willing to give up, if you just lose Jaren Jackson and picks, are they better than the Golden State Warriors and the Clippers?
Well, they don't have the chemistry yet, but it depends how quick they come together.
I don't think that's the case, because you can, whatever it's worth, let's assume that the Clippers are 100% healthy. You're going to cancel out KD with either Kawhi or Paul George, for whatever it's worth. Cancel it out. KD gets 35 and Kawhi Leonard 32. Scores 28.
Yeah.
It's like that's canceling out. Or Paul George gets 26 and KD gets 29. That's canceling out. So then the X factor for Memphis is who? Ja?
Yeah, but I think there's a difference here, which is KD succeeded in championships in Golden State. Now, they'd already won a chip, but they had never really proved to me that's the best team in the league, right? Like, the Cavs had to be hurt, and then when the Cavs weren't hurt, they lost. when KD's the greatest complimentary player of all time. If you're not trying to build the whole team around him, if you could just airdrop him into a ready-made situation, guys, if you're only taking one or two bodies off the Memphis team and you airdrop KD in there, they might be better than Golden State.
Bad comparison there, Max, because you get Jay, when he's talking about Golden State never really showed that they was the best team until they got KD. But look at
not like
okay. So right? Let me ask you this, Jay, and based on what Max said, you take KD off that Golden State team, and you take him off that Memphis team. Golden State, in my opinion, still has the edge over Memphis because they have better players.
Yes, yes, they do. I'm not arguing that. That's right.
But you guys are looking at it in a vacuum, though. Like, you're going to have him for 4 years. 4 years to build around him and Ja Morant.
Now, how many he got? He got three left or four left?
Four.
But see, even with that 4 years, I'm not missing that, Jay. I also factor in his age and his injury history.
But if you're talking about two bodies, Key, look, obviously you would trade him one for one, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yesterday.
Right, of course. So if you're just talking about I got to take one more body off. Yeah, right. I got to take one more body off and it's not Bane. Of course I have to do it. I got to do it. I got no choice. What, you going to say no to that?
I mean, look, I think we're asking the wrong question. I think Memphis will be willing to, just because they say, hey, we're keeping these two guys off the plate, doesn't mean that they're not on the plate, okay, on the table. The question is, do the Nets really want that package?
Right.
Do the Nets really want five first-round draft picks and Jaren Jackson? Does that do it for Sean Marks and Joe Tsai?
Do you know how good this
opposed to what, Jay?
Opposed to keeping Kate Key. We talk about what this means for Memphis if they're able to pull this deal off. The Nets might have the best roster on paper up there with Boston and Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference, maybe in the whole damn NBA.
Here's what's crazy, though,
but
about it.
I don't want to play there.
If you took KD,
the roster's so good. If you took KD off, they have one of the best rosters in the NBA. Don't replace him with anything. Just have Kyrie and Ben Simmons and Seth Curry and Joe Harris and all these guys. That's an elite roster, actually.
That's a cool 6C roster.
Hold on. Ben Simmons, people are sleeping on Ben Simmons because you remember how he melted down in the playoffs. Ben Simmons.
Elite would be top four.
All right,
yeah,
fine.
I said they six. They 6-7.
Yeah.
Not elite.
Out of 30 teams.
Yeah, but 6-7. They're 6-7. That's what they are.
No, he's not 6-7. KD's 6'11". He's 7 feet.
That's insane, man. That'd be different. I think, look, you probably wouldn't be able to compare with the Clippers' depth. I get that Golden State, even though they lose GP second, Otto Porter, and Juan Toscano-Anderson, they still have Kuminga, Jordan Poole, Moses Moody,
young players
that are willing to step up. Yeah. You still have to build out your roster, but I'll take that all day long. I'll take building out my roster with KD and John Moran.
The Knicks, by the way, speaking of building out a roster, they're reportedly offered five first-rounders, Fournier and Toppin for Donovan Mitchell. Is that a good idea? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
So you like the, what was it, his documentary, Jay, that you saw?
The Manti Te'o?
Yeah.
No, that's not.
No.
Donovan Mitchell is what we like.
Yeah, we're talking.
Oh.
That's going to be a documentary. We're going to do anything with Donovan Mitchell in terms of moving him to the Knicks, Jay.
So, Key, here's the deal that's potentially on the cable, in which on the table, cable. Praise the Lord.
Cable, sheesh.
Cable. Cable.
Cable,
news.
Guys.
Cable news. It's 5 first-round picks, Obi Toppin, and who was the other player, Max?
Fournier.
Fournier, yeah. But only 2 of the first-round picks are unprotected, and that seems to be the makeup that Danny Ainge doesn't want, right? He wants 4.
Explain to me protected, unprotected. Well, on the basketball front. Explain to me unprotected picks in basketball versus protected picks in basketball, Jay.
Thank you for being a little bit more descriptive, Key.
Yes. Jay is like, well, Key, it's child support. No.
So, Max!
Yeah. Well,
if a team doesn't finish in a certain position, like if they finish – if they don't hit like bottom of the league, then that pick becomes open, essentially.
Right.
To you and your team.
Right. In other words, protected pick doesn't matter how bad you are. In other words, how high the draft pick is, it belongs to them now, unprotected. Mm-hmm. If it's protected, it's like, this is a lottery pick. You can't touch it. Or it's a top 5, depending how much you protect it.
Yeah.
Top 5 pick, this will transfer to next year. You get next year's first round pick, not this one.
The thing is, if Danny Ainge wants 4, right? Let's say he's like, I want 4 for Donovan Mitchell because he knows that the Knicks are in dire need to add a signature name, especially in Leon Rose's position right now, where it feels like they made it to the playoffs 2 years ago. Last year they didn't make it to the playoffs, but they gave Julius Randle a really big deal. They signed Jalen Brunson to a $100 million deal. Feels like there's pressure, right, for Leon Rose and company to make this happen right now by media, by fans, right, to be relevant for New York. They want 4 first round unprotected picks and 2 players. Essentially, that's the same deal we're talking about offering, the Memphis is offering for Kevin Durant. So are we saying that Donovan Mitchell is worth the same as KD?
You know what's crazy about the Knicks, guys? Dolan's mismanagement has been so complete that they have to operate like a smaller mid-market team in the sense that they got to overpay if they want to do like Donovan Mitchell.
Dolan's staying because out of this.
No, what I'm saying is he's already done the damage. He's already done the damage to the point where you're never going to get a guy like KD. So you have to overpay for a guy like Donovan Mitchell because KD's not available to you. That's like what Indiana's dealing with, or is a market like that. That's what Dolan has reduced the Knicks to, a small market situation.
I know, man. New York is still New York.
Yeah. Jay has been talking about the Manti Te'o Netflix doc.
Need to watch it.
I'm gonna jump on it tonight. I got a lot of docs I gotta watch, but I'm gonna jump on it tonight.
Jump on it.
Or today, actually.
Yeah, I don't have time to watch it tonight, but I'm gonna watch it at some point.
Gotta watch it.
I'll let you guys watch it.
You are going to feel some kind of way about any joke that you kind of made in passing.
Listen. No, I'm not.
About him.
No, I won't, Jay.
I know you won't. Max will.
You're saying that I have a heart.
I have a heart too,
but his heart is laughing with all of his heart.
Because I just can't fathom that somebody would fall. I can't. I'm sorry.
But see, Key, the thing is that this mess up about it. The whole narrative became that he made it up. And people started to believe that, and I kind of like ruined his whole credibility about him as a player and a person, which is sad overall.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it ruined him as a player because he certainly played a long time in the National Football League. He was drafted in the second round. I mean, you know, when you drafted in the second round, you won the top 50 picks in the draft. That's pretty damn high.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying that had to be from a psychological perspective, right?
Well, I'm not saying that it didn't play on his mental state of mind. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that from the beginning, it would be very difficult for me to accept having a conversation with somebody for an extended period of time I've never seen. Just I can't, Jay. I'm sorry, dog.
No, look, you and I are on the same page.
Hey, Jay, can you leave me some tickets for the Chicago Bulls game tonight? You ain't seen me in 3 months.
The thing that's crazy more than anything, please. Her picture was everywhere. This dude was up for the Heisman Trophy. Her picture was everywhere. Mm-hmm. But I guess during that time, it wasn't no social media as much. People weren't communicating. But it was a picture of an actual girl who lived in California who actually – but everybody said that she had passed away. It's just national media, Max. I'm talking about every sports news everywhere.
I haven't seen the doc, but it, you know, most cons are based on selling the person the thing that they want to believe anyway, right? That's what it's based on, really. You sell them what they want to believe, and they're more apt to believe it.
I'm just trying.
Could they have gotten you, Yates?
Absolutely not. No shot.
That's not a chance. Max, they not getting you either, Max. I'm not trying to play the Columbia role. I'm smart. They're not getting you.
I'm not saying they are getting me. What Jay is saying is that all the jokes that everyone has from anti-Tao, if they were sensitized to how it went down, they might, you know, hey, he'd still be in the league if he hadn't fallen for all those fakes. Right? You know, stuff like that you won't hear.
So you're trying to say he fell for too many play fakes?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Jeez. What you mean?
But that joke
would
not
be made as much. Jay gonna try to be the opposite of me and you.
I'm the one that brought it up.
Matter of fact, Jay is dressed for a good date right now. Look at this.
Man, because I feel he dressed for first take. I feel some type of way for him, man, because he comes from his Hawaiian background.
Yeah.
All centered around faith and who he's been.
Yeah.
All that's cool. Faith, who he's been, meditating, chilling on the beach.
You know this, and everybody got street smarts, man.
All cool.
Look at Tiger. I mean,
but you're not calling me and telling me to send you some tickets, and I ain't never met you. Mm-hmm. And then you telling me your grandmother died. I know. I'm just not gonna do that.
His grandmother did pass.
No, the girl.
She told him that. We gotta watch it.
Yeah, I'm talking about the girl. I can't even remember her name, but
Lene.
What was it? Cuckoo?
Lene.
That's right. Yeah, it was Lene.
But the messed up part about Key, it was a guy.
I know.
It was a guy who then posed as like her cousin.
The last time I thought about Manti Te'o.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
He was with the Saints.
Yeah.
How long was he with the Saints?
He was only in the league about five years. He was in and out.
He was with the Chargers, drafted him, and then he was with the Saints in and out. I felt like he was with somebody else too. But, man, I don't care. I love y'all to death like brothers. But, Jay, not doing it. Not going to be able to do it.
Listen, Key, I'm with you on that part. What I'm wondering is if we watch the doc, will we feel a different kind of way about making jokes?
I'm not going to feel a different way about making jokes. I feel a certain way about how it affected him. Yes, right. I am sensitive to that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the joke, no, I'm not, I shouldn't have said that about him.
Right.
I already know that if he had to do it all over again, he would do it differently.
I already know that. I need to know how much Lene got paid because she's in the dot. She talking about how she planted everything about how it all went down. Every detail. What was the motive? I don't. She had to get paid a boatload of money to do it.
They just wanted to make fun of him or something, right?
Her whole motive? No, she was actually in love with him. He was in love with him.
So eventually he's going to find out who the person is, right?
Man, I'm going to find out in 48 hours.
Trying to tell y'all.
or the communication ends.
The communication ends.
Yeah.
No. Jay, you not. Okay.
I've never heard of catfishing before.
Let me ask you a question, Jay. No, you ain't dancing around. This you ain't getting off. So how long would it take you before you realize, you know what? I haven't seen this person in face to face.
Not long at all.
Not long. I'm not going months.
I say 3 years of marriage.
No, so you're going to get married through FedEx. Okay,
yeah, exactly. No. Listen, I'm with you. After a couple days, and then it starts requiring stuff of you and stuff, you know.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have to come see me.
But I did feel
get,
sorry.
You're going to have to get your ass on the plane.
Him and like, be, she be in the
man,
you're
going to have to
like,
get your ass on service. The plane.
How many times can you use that, though?
Yeah. Like, well, how long like, was it going on altogether?
It was,
well,
it was multiple
everything
years.
Is Max.
Multiple
Max?
Years.
No,
I
it's
Latin. Ringside yes. seats, Max. Can you help
sophomore
me get ringside
junior,
seats,
senior
please?
Season. Tell him you got to watch it, man.
Wonder
gotta watch it.
Back in the day, people did that over like letters and stuff. If they live far away, if people ever got catfished with letters back in the day.
Man, get your butt on the plane. I will see you in South Bend,
Indiana. Get
in that
horse and
tomorrow.
Buggy, and I'll see you, you know, in
yeah.
2 weeks.
I just
time.
Bought your ticket. Get on the yeah. plane.
Keyshawn, J.
I miss
Will.
My flight.
And Max.
Bye.
Greeny.
Well, Max said it. Play
with
action.
Canty and Carlin hosting. Is coming right up, and we're back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern, ESPN Radio. Proof.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.